Title: Pitch Dive Effects from Vocal Snippets. Advanced. Alright, let's get into some proper drum and bass ear candy. Pitch dives from tiny vocal snippets. This is one of those techniques that seems small, but it makes a roller feel produced, like there's movement and attitude in the gaps, without adding more musical parts. The goal today is to build a few reliable, mix-ready pitch dive tools in Ableton Live using mostly stock devices. We'll do a clean, surgical pitch dive using warp and transpose. We'll do a darker, more synthetic dive using frequency shifter. And we'll do a big transition tape dive throw by resampling a delay and reverb tail and pitching that down. Then we'll talk macro workflow, placement in a 170-ish BPM arrangement, and the mistakes that make these things sound amateur. First, pick the right vocal seed, because if the seed is weak, the whole dive is going to smear. Choose a short vocal. One syllable is perfect. Hey, oi, yeah, come, ah. In DNB, consonants give you punch, vowels give you tone. If you pick something that's all airy vowel, it'll turn into a soft fog when you pitch it. If you pick something with a hard T, K, P, or a sharp Y sound, it'll read like percussion. Drop it on an audio track. Now crop it aggressively. You're usually living somewhere between 100 and 400 milliseconds. Shorter for micro dives, longer if you're planning a throw. Add clip fade so it doesn't click. A tiny fade in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, and a fade out somewhere around 10 to 40 milliseconds depending on how tight you want it. Your mission here is simple. Create a tight, clean seed that can survive pitch modulation without turning into mush. Now method 1. The classic Ableton native pitch dive. Warp plus transpose automation. This is the most controllable, and when you want it to sit in a busy break and bass mix without chaos, this is the one. Click into the clip view and enable warp. Choose a warp mode intentionally. If you want character but still vaguely vocal, go Complex Pro. If you want edgy, robotic clarity, try Tones. If you want gritty jungle artifacts, texture can be amazing, but it can also get nasty fast, so you choose it on purpose, not by accident. Quick coach note, formants matter more than the pitch curve. If your dive goes chipmunk then mod, it's usually because the formants are shifting in a way that wrecks the vowel. In Complex Pro, adjust the formants control. Try somewhere around 80 to 120 and listen for the vowel staying readable while the pitch drops. Or flip the mindset, embrace the artifacts, but then choose consonant-heavy snippets so the artifacts read as texture, not as a wrong note. Now, automate the dive. Hit it to show automation. You can automate clip transpose or track transpose. Clip transpose is often cleaner for one-shots. Here are three pitch shapes that just work in DNB. A quick jab, 0 down to minus 12 semitones over a 16th note to an 8th. A bigger fall, 0 down to minus 24 over an 8th note. And a nasty impact shape, start at plus 7 semitones, then plunge to minus 24 over an 8th. That tiny up flick before the drop gives it that grab then fall feeling. Timing tip that matters at 170 to 176 BPM. Start the dive slightly early so the lowest point lands exactly where you want the impact. Try nudging the start 1/32 or 1/16 early, or even just a few milliseconds, like 5 to 15 ms early, so it pulls into the snare or the drop. Now we control the tail, because if you don't control the tail, you'll mask your hats and smear your break. A clean trick is using auto filter as an envelope shaper, even if you leave the filter basically open. Add auto filter. Set it to LP24. Open the frequency way up around 18 to 20k so you're not really filtering. Turn on the envelope and use it like a fast whip shaper. Set the envelope amount negative, around minus 20 to minus 40. Attack near 0, maybe 0 to 5 ms. Decay around 80 to 250 ms. Release around 40 to 120 ms. What that's doing is creating a quick contour so the hit punches and then gets out of the way. Even before compression, it'll feel more drum-like. And here's a pro move. Automate in two lanes, pitch and level. For the dive to feel impactful, the loudness often rises slightly as the pitch falls, then cuts hard. Add a tiny gain ramp, like plus 1 to plus 3 dB over the first half of the dive, then trim it with your envelope or a gate. That makes it feel like it's accelerating into the impact. Before we move on, do a transient integrity check. Solo the dive against your drums. Ask yourself, does it add punch, or does it blur? If it blurs, try switching warp mode to tones or texture, shorten the clip, or use drum bus as a transient shaper. Very low drive, transients up maybe 10 to 30. The point is not more distortion, it's more front edge. Cool. Method 2, frequency shifter dives. This is the techie, neuro, synthetic vibe. And it cuts through dense rollers, because it's not behaving like a normal pitched vocal anymore. Put frequency shifter after any initial EQ. Set the mode to frequency shift. Fine at 0, and set dry slash wet to 100% if you want the full alien thing, or blend it at 30 to 70% if you want it to still feel like a vocal. Now automate the frequency parameter downward. Start somewhere like plus 200 to plus 800 Hz, and drop it to minus 200 down to minus 1500 Hz. Length can be tiny, like a 16th, or longer, like a quarter note, depending on whether it's punctuation or a transition. Remember, this isn't semitones. It's frequency shifting, so it goes strange fast. That's the point, but you have to make it mix-proof. After frequency shifter, do a stabilizing chain. EQ8, high pass around 120 to 250 Hz, steep slope. If it honks, notch somewhere in the 500 to 1.5K zone. Then saturator, drive maybe 2 to 8 dB, soft clip on, and trim output. Then glue compressor, fastish attack, like 1 to 3 ms, release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio 4 to 1, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. That gives you a consistent hit that doesn't vanish behind breaks. Extra coach note, keep your low end immune. Even if you high pass, pitched artifacts build up in that 150-300 area and can make your mix feel boxy and wide in the wrong place. Do a quick M/S move in EQ8. Reduce the sides a couple dB around 180 to 350. You're basically saying, this effect can be wide up top, but it doesn't get to widen the low mids. Now method 3, the tape dive throw. This is an arrangement weapon. The idea is, you make a delay and reverb throw, resample it, and then pitch down the tail so it sounds like the whole space is falling. Duplicate your vocal tracks so you keep a clean original. On the FX version, add a delay or echo, then reverb, then utility for width, then a limiter for safety. For delay, try 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback around 35 to 60%. Filter it, high pass around 200, low pass around 6 to 10K. And keep dry slash wet around 20 to 40 if it's on the track, or go 100% if it's on a return. For reverb, decay around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, high cut 6 to 10k, low cut 200 to 400, and again, keep dry slash wet reasonable unless it's a pure send effect. Now the trick, resample the output. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Record a bar where you trigger the vocal once. Consolidate that recorded audio so it's one clean clip. Warp that tail and automate transpose. Try something dramatic like 0 down to minus 36 semitones over half a bar. That's the dive into the floor moment. Then put a gate after it to keep it controlled. Set threshold so only the loud part opens. Return to minus infinity. Attack 1 to 3 ms. Hold 20 to 60 ms. Release 60 to 180 ms. Now it's a controlled transition effect, not a wash that eats your drums. At this point, you should start thinking like a producer, not like a sound designer. Commit early, then post-process. Freeze and flatten, or resample and then do micro-edits. Tiny reverse bits. Retiming. Retrims. Extra fades. One more clip gain pass. These details make that effect sound intentional. Now let's talk workflow speed. Build a rack. Make an audio effect rack for your vocal effects track. Put EQ8 first and map a macro to the high pass frequency. Put saturation next and map drive. Use auto filter envelope decay as a tightness macro. Add reverb decay on a macro. Add utility width on a macro. If you want more advanced control, do a parallel clean and dirty version inside the rack. One chain stays clean with light saturation. The other chain gets heavier distortion and maybe a bandpass. Map the chain volumes to a macro so you can blend per hit. That way you keep intelligibility, but you still get that gnarly DNB edge when you want it. And if you want it to feel mechanical, try the staircase dive. Instead of one smooth line, two steps, 0 to minus 7 to minus 12 to minus 24, landing on 1/32 or 1/16. It locks to breaks in a really satisfying way. Another spicy one, pre-bend and snap. A tiny upward bend, plus 2 to plus 5 semitones for like 10 to 30 milliseconds, then the fast drop. Pair it with a quick filter pinch at the same moment. It mimics that turntable grab feeling. And here's a movement trick that stays punchy. Pitch plus pan spiral. As pitch falls, pan slightly left then right, and reduce width toward mono near the end. The movement happens early, and the impact collapses into the center, which reads bigger. Now placement. This is where a lot of people mess up because they sprinkle dives randomly. Pitch dives are like punctuation. They're part of phrase grammar. Strong placements, one bar before the drop. Use a long dive, half bar to a bar, maybe with a noise layer for air. End of 8 or 16 bar phrases. Short dive, a 16th to an 8th, like a little stamp between snare fills. Micro dive on an offbeat, the E or A for spice. Call and response with bass. Dive down while bass rises or the opposite. You get motion without writing new notes. Classic roller move. Place a short dive right after the snare on beat 2 or 4, but high pass it so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. And consider this upgrade. One signature dive per 16 bars. You can use small micro dives more often, but reserve one recognizable tag dive at the end of each 16. People start to identify it as your fingerprint. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Too long and too loud. It's not a lead. It's an event. No high pass. Low-end vocal junk will destroy sub clarity at 170 BPM. Warp mode mismatch. Complex Pro can smear transients. Texture can grit them up. Choose on purpose. Oververb with no gating. Your breaks will disappear behind the wash. And the big one. Not committing. If you keep everything live forever, you'll tweak it forever. Resample. Name it. Move on. Quick practice drill. 15 minutes. Take one vocal, like yeah. Make 3 dives. Dive A, 0 to minus 12 and a 16th. Dive B, 0 to minus 24 and an 8th. Dive C, plus 7 to minus 24 and an 8th. For each one, make a dry punch version with saturation and glue, minimal reverb, and a throw version with delay and reverb that you resample and trim. Then place them in a 16-bar roller. Put a short one at bar 8 as the turnaround. Put a longer one around bar 15 into the bar 16 fill. Finally, bounce a handful into a drum rack and trigger them like percussion. Last checks. Listen at low volume. Do they still read as events? And listen in mono. If one disappears, fix your width, fix your midrange, or reduce facey reverb. Recap to lock it in. Warp and transpose automation gives you clean, musical dives. Frequency shifter gives you darker, synthetic dives that slice through a dense mix. For huge transitions, throw into delay and reverb. Resample. Pitch down the tail and gate it. Keep it DNB friendly. High pass. Shape the envelope. Control tails and commit by resampling. When you're ready, build a small kit. 10 dives, labeled, consistent peaks, and actually used in a 32-bar loop. That's when this stops being a trick and becomes part of your sound.